Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again to another episode of the Something to Think About podcast, where we are looking on the series Being Afraid of Bad News. Our core scripture is Psalms 112, verse 7. He's not afraid of bad news. His heart remains secure, full of confidence in the Lord. Last time we were together, we looked on the mindset of being afraid of bad news versus the mindset of having a secure heart. We looked on, there are several reasons when your mindset, when you fear bad news, is that you live in worry, you are afraid of sudden terror, and you expect to get caught. Proverbs 3, 25, 26, and also Proverbs 1, verse 33. The mindset of being secure, Psalms 27, verse 1, is that the Lord is your light, the Lord is your salvation, He is your fortress, and He's also your confidence, Proverbs 3, verse 26. So this week we are shifting our focus, is that what should you do when you expect bad news? That's what we want to look on. And there are three things that we want to explore in this week's episode. So here's the thing. Fear is not a bad thing. It's your response to it that makes the difference. Psalms 56 verse 3 says, "Even when I'm afraid, I still trust you." So if you're afraid of receiving bad news or expecting something bad to happen, what should you do? And according to Psalms 34 verse 4, there are three things that you should be doing when you expect bad news. So your first response when you expect bad news is to go to God for help. And according to the psalmist, he says that I went to the Lord for help. He answered me and rescued me from all my fears. So your first response is to turn to God for help. Paul also mentioned in the book of Philippians that we must not be anxious for anything, but with supplication and thanksgiving and prayer, we should turn our worries over to God. And he says, then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our heart and also our emotions. Peter also says in his letters that we must cast our anxieties on God. So when you go to God for help, this is what you're literally looking to do. Cast your cares upon him. You're looking to tell him the reasons why these things are happening. But you're also asking him specific. It is very specific. You're asking God for help. You may be wondering, how do you ask God for help? It's simple. God, help me to execute this project. God, I'm expecting to fail, but I want to succeed. What should I do? Or you may be been diagnosed with a terminal disease, and you're saying that, God, this news doesn't look good for me. What should I do? But if you look on what the psalmist said earlier in Psalms 56 verse 3, he says, even when I'm afraid, I still trust you. Which shows that the psalmist, when he was writing this, he was explaining his experience that he's actually afraid. But he makes the decision to trust God. So if you look back at what we discussed last week in terms of in Proverbs 3:26, it talks about the Lord being his confidence. So when you go to God for help, you are confidently putting in a position in your mind that you are going to the one source that can actually help you to resolve this problem of being afraid. So you get the bad news, but it's not what you're expecting. Now you are told that you have cancer, diabetes, whatever it is. And what should you do? You go to God for help. So you are going to God for help. And help doesn't necessarily mean the disease is going away. Doesn't mean that you're going to get the job. And it doesn't necessarily mean that your project is going to succeed. But what you're going to God for help is the right strategies to move forward from what the negative thing that you're expecting. Sometimes if you're working on a project and you're not sure of the outcome, what you can ask God for is strategies. Like, God, what is the right strategy for this project to help me achieve the expected outcome? You can even ask him, God, help me to deal with the disappointment that I'm facing right now. Because I was rejected. How can I move on from this situation? And sometimes it goes beyond even prayer. Because the second thing that the psalmist mentioned is that listen for his answer. Sometimes we have to be open to hear what God actually wants to say to us. Sometimes we have to seek out God's answer through reading the scriptures. And also, if we're uncertain about certain things, about the answer of what to do, we can even go to wise, mature persons to ask for guidance and support. And this is how we learn how to respond to his voice and the answers and the strategies. You may get an idea when you ask God, say, God, how should I approach this thing? And you get an idea in your head. That's actually an instant answer as to how to solve the problem. If you have been diagnosed with a terminal disease and want to know what the way forward is, he will give you a strategy as to how to adjust your diet and what to do in the event to resolve whatever problem, if it can be resolved. Because sometimes, I have to be real, that sometimes the diagnosis is terminal and we have to make preparations for the final stages. It's a hard conversation to have, but it's a reality. However, there are cases where miraculously these things go away and we stretch our faith and ask God to help us resolve these problems. He will even give us an answer in that regard, but you have to ask and listen for his answer. He will say no sometimes, depending on what is happening and depending on the case. But he knows what's best, and we have to turn to him for help. The last thing is that do what he says and wait for his help. So there's a period where we are going to be waiting on God to respond. And sometimes there are things that we should do in the interim that will help us to move forward from this situation. So the psalmist says that he went to God for help. God answered him and rescued him. So that's the promise. So the promise is that he went to God for help, or you will go to God for help. God will answer you and will rescue you from all your fears. That's the word, that he will actually rescue you from your problems. So whatever it is that you are afraid of, God will rescue you from it. We mentioned several examples of scenarios that can cause us to be afraid, which a terminal illness could be, a bill that is expected to be paid the last minute. But the reality is that we have to trust him and go to him for help, for him to give us the instructions as to what to do to solve the problem. But we have something to do as well. We have to listen for the answer, and we have to execute it as exactly as how he says it, which is pushing us into the mode of really paying attention to what God is actually saying, not just telling him what we want from him to how to help us, but also to listen for his solution. So that's where we want to leave it this week. And my question to you as we go is that when you're afraid, are you trusting God to help you? Do you go to him for help? Are you listening for his answers? And are you doing what he says? Something to think about. Until we meet again, God bless and one love. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.